In the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw a vision. His country laid waste, his people in ruins, as he dreamed. This destruction stretched far and wide. No one was safe, for the Lord had correction in his sight. Yet still, let's examine this vision. For within it lies
provision.
Holy,
holy,
holy.
The seraphim sing because
the Lord
is
almighty,
the all-powerful King. Their voices shook the temple alongside the threshold they were upon, and smoke filled the temple of the Lord. Beholding this vision made weak Isaiah's knees. Pride has no standing here. It must flee. Witnessing the glory of the Spirit induced repentance, he cried out,
"I am ruined."
Isaiah recognized the sin upon his lips. This description included his kin, the people within his native nation. Water poured forth from the crack between his eyes because the sin he perceived was brought before his eyes. These tears are a byproduct of a punctured heart, one which the Lord has broken with the truth upon his heart. The people are corrupted by sin. Their idolatry had bit the mighty hand that feeds them. Till this sin dissipates, destruction shall cover the land until it rots away.
What is the sin of our day?
Why is it significant that we meditate upon this on Stephen Lawrence Day? Long ago, Britain was known as the mother country, inviting Caribbean melanated people to her country to rebuild her walls after the war. Resistance did persist. Even the church expelled these people from their premises. Such adversity did they face simply because of the dark pigment which so beautifully permeated their face. They were the object of white British hate. A racist disposition had poisoned them from the start, an attitude that promoted separation. Even though their government had invited these British colonial citizens from another nation, difference was perceived as different, not an extension of God's manifold self, but something to be banished from the shelf. Associated with black skin was fair, and inherent suspicion of coarse hair, prejudged for the thickness within their noses and lips, perceived as a threat to Britishness. Doreen, Stephen Lawrence's mother, you didn't ask for this, to shoulder the burden of British racism. Born in Jamaica, where your son's body now lays, your beautiful warm home, moving to England, your new cold home, you had a dream for your son, a soul as bright as the morning sun. I often wonder, how do you go on? Does Stephen Lawrence Day pluck at the chances of you moving on? In the year Stephen Lawrence died, I believe a fire was set in his mother's eyes. Although this was involuntarily, she committed herself to transforming Britain voluntarily, exposing the racism within the British policing system, which today still exists, fighting for over 10 years for justice. Like Isaiah, your heart also broke. Although it wasn't your fault, the unclean lips infiltrated your home with racist words. They spoke of your son, verbally painting a false, corrupted picture of your beloved one. As Christians, how should we respond to this? How should we remember Stephen Lawrence while responding to Britain's racism? God commanded Isaiah to cease not from his prophetic fire. For how long, Isaiah asked, the Lord responded, this fire shall never retire.
Until the cities lie ruined, until the houses are left deserted, until the Lord has sent everyone far away and the land is utterly forsaken.
As long as racism persists, destruction shall rest upon our nation. Doreen reminds me of Isaiah. She too embodied this stubborn, prophetic fire. Inspired by her never-ending love for her son, we must learn from this and translate our love for humanity into concrete action. This Stephen Lawrence Day is a day to change. Like Isaiah, we must become conscious of our unclean lips and the uncleanliness within our nation. Here's a way I believe we can honour Doreen and Stephen Lawrence. By becoming active, radical, Christian justice agents.